Well, good morning. It's going to be a great time to be able to have communion together again this morning. It's been a while since we've done that, and we are excited to be able to share in communion together this morning. But before we do that, I just want to say, man, does Claire Hoover not bring that piano to life? Like, she just does such a great job in bringing it to life and just leading us in worship through instrument only. So thank you so much, Claire, for that. For those of you that are with us here, as well as those of you that are home, I know we've been talking for a couple months now about having a new system so we can get rid of this lights and all this junk at the front. And praise the Lord that finally came in this last week. So in the next couple weeks, it'll be installed and up and running. So we get rid of some of the mess and the quality at home will go up for you guys. So we are thankful for that. We are thankful for you and for your generous giving that has made that possible for us to be able to make that change as we move forward in doing ministry together as a church. As I was thinking about communion today and what I wanted to share with you before we take communion together, I was thinking about obviously the last month and what we've gone through as individuals, what we've gone through as a church, what we've gone through as a nation, as a world. It goes well beyond any single one of us. And I believe that to some degree, most of us have faced turmoil in these last days. To some degree. Really, I think turmoil is a part of life, though perhaps it's been a bigger part of life in these last months than some of us would like. In the midst of the turmoils that we face in life, both internal ones and ones within society, I want us to just pause this morning and think about the peace that was given to each one of us through the birth, through the life, and even through the death of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says this. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Peace I leave with you, peace I give to you." Jesus, my Savior, your Savior, He's the one that has brought peace to literally millions and millions and millions of people over the course of some 2,000 years now. And as people enter into a relationship with Jesus, they're given the gift of peace. Each one of us that's here this morning that knows Jesus personally, we're given this gift called peace. Jesus walks with us through the journey of life. He walks with us through the trials of life, through the relational, the physical, the emotional, all of life's problems that we will certainly encounter as human beings. Jesus walks with us through those times and offers us peace. Jesus walks with us through the joys of life. Jesus walks with us through the uncertainties in life. Jesus walks with us through the loss of life, right? The loss of friends or family or loved ones. We celebrate those lives when they know Jesus. And we can have a peace when they know Jesus. Jesus brings peace to us through all that life offers. Through all of life's circumstances. We're offered and we can be at peace. It's through Jesus that we can experience peace in anything that life deals us. Another way that we experience peace through Christ is through His death. We experience it through His birth, we experience it through His life, but we also experience it through His death. The death of Christ offers us new life. It offers us a fresh start and forgiveness of sins. Jesus, both in His birth and His death, offers us peace for this life. Just before Jesus went to the cross for us, He had a meal with His disciples. And at the meal, Jesus says, according to Paul, if you're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I'm going to be looking at verse 23 through 27. And starting in verse 23, this is what we see about that Last Supper. Starting halfway through verse 23, it says, "The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was to be betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread or drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And then in verse 27, he goes on to say, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord." That last verse, I just want to talk about that real quickly, real briefly. I think it gives us an instruction that we need to certainly take to heart as believers. There's an expectation that when we come to the table, that when we come to a time of communion, that we are right with God. So I think it's a great time for us just to take a moment and examine ourselves. And we're going to have just a 20, 30 second time of quiet prayer, where if there is something that is between you and God that is hindering that relationship in any way, shape, or form, I would encourage you to just turn it over to God. If forgiveness needs to be asked for, ask for forgiveness. Take care of those things that are between you and God, so that when we come to the table, as Scripture instructs us, we come with a clean and pure heart. So let's have a moment of quiet, just self-evaluation and prayer. This morning, as we celebrate communion, I encourage each of us to reflect on the fact that God has given us a gift that all of us need, the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of peace through Jesus Christ, as we're focusing specifically this morning. It's the gift of a Savior. As we prepare to share in communion, remember, this is a time for us as believers to recall. It's a time for us as believers to thank. It's a time for us as believers to praise Jesus for the willing sacrifice that he made of dying on the cross in our place. Christ's birth, life, and death offers us peace. This morning we're reminded of Christ's love for each one of us as we celebrate communion. Christ's amazing love for each of us is peace-giving. His love is demonstrated through the act of him willingly dying on the cross for us. If you're here this morning with us physically in the worship center, or if you're joining us at home online this morning, I want you to know that we don't see communion as being a church or denominational or age-restricted ordinance or act. If you're visiting us this morning, or if you worship with us regularly, we invite you to participate in communion with us this morning if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. If children are joining us this morning, and if they understand what it is that we're doing, I would encourage them, along with their parents, to share in communion with us. Parents, if you need to take a moment and just talk to your children about the significance of what we're doing, do that. As we take the elements this morning, as you eat the bread and drink from the cup this morning, remember the symbolism of each of those that we read about earlier. The bread or the wafer that you will eat is representation of the body of Jesus Christ, broken and bruised to pay the cost of my sin, of your sin. We read in Scripture that He, that Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And then the cup that we'll drink from symbolizes the shed blood of our Savior. As you drink from the cup, remember what Christ said. He said, "This is my body of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Through Christ's blood, we are given and offered forgiveness. This morning, we'll worship God by taking Holy Communion together. And when I invite you, you may eat and you may drink the elements. But before we do that, for those of us that are here in the worship center, just a real quick piece of word on these communion cups that we have. You will see on the screen behind you there, there should be a clear tab. That's what you want to pull first. And that will then open up the wafer for you. And then when you pull the purple tab up, secondly, it'll open up the juice for you. So just to help simplify it, because we haven't used these before, you're going to look for that clear one first, and that'll release the wafer, and then the purple will allow you to drink from the cup. This morning, let's choose to intentionally recognize the peace that God offers us through the life and death of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to spend just a moment in personal prayer as we get going, thanking God for His love, for His forgiveness, for His peace that is offered to us through the birth and death of Jesus Christ. We're going to be listening to a song in just a moment after I pray. And I would encourage you during that song to take time, obviously, to spend with Jesus in prayer. I would encourage you during that song to listen to the words of it. It is powerful, powerful, powerful song. And if for you, if you worship best by singing along, sing along with it. Just be in a time of worship. If you're here as a family, you can take family communion together as a family. If you want to take it individually, do it individually. Just make it meaningful for you this morning as we've come to worship our God. Let's have a word of prayer together. Heavenly Father, we pause this morning. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your love that is so deep and so wide that You would be willing to go to the cross to pay my cost for sin. Lord God, in a world that is so self-focused, so selfish at times, what You did is unheard of. So help us just to pause this morning and recognize that incredible depth of love. Father God, knowing that You overcame death just 3 days later. Knowing that You walked this earth and brought peace into people's lives. We can read that all throughout Scripture. Knowing that You have promised us peace in this world, even when we're going through the trials and hardships of life. Knowing all that, Lord God, that You still offer us peace. We just want to stop and thank You and praise You for that this morning. Help us, Lord God, as we receive communion this morning, as we eat the bread and we drink from the cup, to be able to focus in on who You are and what You have done for us and continue to do for us in the days ahead. We pray this in Your name. Amen. The music's going to start. The video will play. I encourage you again, spend some time in prayer. Spend some time partaking of the elements and then also worshiping however you choose to do that.
Your blood did for me, my whole eternity. Your grace shown to me gives me life, and now I see your broken body is my healing, your sin is a gift, my redemption, your chosen suffering brings perfect life to me. Lord, your sacrifice has made me whole. Through the cross I am forever yours. Your love poured on me with the oil of your spirit. The anointing breaking fear. I'm alive, I am free. Your broken body is my healing, your sin is forgiven, my redemption, your chosen suffering. Lord, your sacrifice has made me whole. Through the cross I am forever yours. Yeah, this is a holy moment with you. I open my heart to all you want to do. I steal my soul to remember the cross, where you took all my shame and restored all I lost. Oh, this is a holy moment with you. I open my heart to all you want to do. I steal my soul to remember the cross, where you took all my shame and restored all I lost. Where you took all my shame and restored all I lost. Yeah, your broken body is my healing.
The worship team to come up, and we'll be ready to do our closing song after a word of prayer here. Heavenly Father, we come to you, and we thank you for doing just that, for taking our shame and restoring all that was lost. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as we've paused and we've recognized your love for us. As we've paused and we've focused on this idea of the peace that you offer to us. Lord God, I would pray that as we leave this place, as we go into tomorrow and the days ahead, that Lord God, that we would be vessels of Your love. That the love that You have offered to us, we would freely and willingly and intentionally offer to others. That we would be vessels of Your kindness, that the kindness that You have offered to us, that we would freely and willingly and intentionally offer to others. The peace that You have offered to us, that we'd be vessels of that, freely, willingly, and intentionally offering it to others in a world that so desperately needs You. Thank You, Lord God, for who You are. Thank You for the example that You set for each one of us. Help us, Heavenly Father, to please You and honor You and glorify You with our lives, with our words, and with our actions. We pray this in Your holy name. Amen.